This is Kate Ryder, and you are listening to The Sweet Release here at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. So tonight is my very first show, and I'm very, very excited to share it with you. I've been working so hard, and finally I'm here exposing my entire self to you, and it's going to be a really good time. This show is really about pushing myself to the next level, and not just sexually speaking, but in general. I want to share all my sex adventures with you. I want to have a lot of crazy guests on the air. I just want it to be a really good time, and I really want to connect with you guys on a personal level. I want you guys to laugh with me and learn with me and grow with me sexually, and I think it's going to be a really good time. What we're going to do for most of the shows is we're going to have some guests on. We're going to do some toy reviews. We're going to have some crazy sex news, and just, you know, little surprises here and there. But I kind of want to take this show and do it a little bit differently because it's my first show, and I want you guys to kind of get a feel for who I am and where I come from. Because I think if you know me, then you'll know more about the show, and it'll be a lot more fun that way. So because I'm a writer, I wrote something that I would love to share with you guys. And I know you don't want to hear someone's life story unless you're drunk or you're on drugs. So, you know, if you want to grab a glass of whiskey, take a rail of cocaine, whatever you want, just bear with me as I kind of bare my entire soul to you. All right, so here goes. Okay, so I'm 27 years old and I'm a sex writer. Essentially, I do email marketing. I work for a company that uses beautiful porn stars to make these sexual education videos for men. And my day is spent getting dudes off with crazy sex tips and free content about squirting, orgasms, anal sex, and anything else you can ever ask for in the bedroom. I even got to go on set a while back for one of our segments. I got to see a few porn stars having sex for a really long time. I was standing in the room and I actually started to get really hot. I had to kind of walk out. My boss was making fun of me. You know, people always ask me about how I became such a sexual person and where my passion for sex came from. And I could never really answer the question, but I guess it started at a pretty personal age, pretty young age. I mean, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I used to get yelled at for masturbating in front of people. Obviously, I didn't know what morals were at that age. And, you know, I didn't actually take my pants off and start going to town at the dinner table. No child at that age knows what they're doing. But for me, I just knew it felt good. So I used to sit down low on my knees, press my palms of my hands, you know, into me as hard as possible. And then I would feel this tingling sensation. And that's how I knew I was done. My mom actually took me to the doctor because she thought that something was wrong with me. And of course, you know, the doctor assured her that it was normal and that I was just learning about my body. But till this day, I crack up every time I hear about it. To be honest, I grew up in a very strict household. I am Middle Eastern. I come from a Middle Eastern background. And so you can only imagine how strict my parents were, especially being the oldest daughter. My parents were complete opposites when we were young, which was also really funny to me. My mom was very submissive, and the worst thing she did was cut class to go see a movie. My dad, on the other hand, rode a motorcycle, he chain smoked pot, got a shitty tattoo when he was 16. But together, they were really good at, you know, putting restrictions on me. Most girls are experimenting with sex in high school, but I didn't really get that chance. And besides masturbating in the tub with a shower hose or having cyber sex in Yahoo chat rooms, the most exciting things that happened to me was getting finger banged in the backseat of a car, giving a few shitty blowjobs. I wasn't allowed to go to football games. I wasn't allowed to go to dances. I couldn't date. I couldn't even talk to guys on the phone. I remember this one time, this guy that I really liked asked me out, and I said yes. And because we couldn't actually go on dates, my best friend at the time set up her entire backyard. She put lights up, she put candles, and tried to make it this crazy romantic scene so we can have our first date. My mom found out, and when she did, she made me call him and break up with him over the phone while she listened to make sure that I did it. So you can only imagine how mortified I was. You know, the very first time that I had sex was at a party when I was 18 years old. I asked one of my really good friends to have sex with me so that I could know what it was like. We went upstairs into an empty room and went for it. He didn't get very far, though. He was black, and he was huge. He put the tip in, and after that, I freaked out. It hurt so bad. And here I am thinking, like, what the fuck is your problem? You just asked a black dude to, you know, pop your cherry. And, you know, my first time wasn't romantic, and I didn't care because it really usually isn't. You know, most girls fantasize about losing their virginity and having the sentimental sex that sweeps them off their feet, the kind of sex you read about in poetry and movies, you know, the kind of sex that's passionate where your vagina smells like roses and Savage Gardens playing Truly, Madly, Deeply in the background. And, you know, that's all a bunch of bullshit. For the first time sex is nothing like you see in teenage high school films, and the girls are never that hot. The sex is terrible. It hurts, it's uncomfortable, there's no chemistry, and the majority of the time the dude has no fucking clue how to use his dick. The girl never reaches orgasm, and if she says she does, she's probably lying. Not to mention the guy blows his load too early, but I guess that's a good thing since the sex sucks anyways. It wasn't until after high school when I was really starting to have sex. I met my first long-term boyfriend and we were having sex most days. I never got that experimental with him though, and I'm not sure why. I think maybe it was just because I didn't know the different kinds of sex that I could be having and I wasn't very confident. I noticed I was more... After about 2 years, he introduced threesomes to me and asked if I was into it. And after being against it for a while, I decided to give it a shot. We had about three of them. And I started to notice I was more into the girls rather than my boyfriend. And that's when I realized I was truly bisexual. So that kind of brought a whole new light to my sex life. It couldn't have been in a better time, though, because one of my really close friends was also bisexual. We took a few classes together at a community college and constantly used to hang out after class. I told my boyfriend we were studying, but in reality, we were watching lesbian series called South of Nowhere and then fucking afterwards. The best part about it was seeing her wear a strap-on while she awkwardly tried to plow me with it. I could not stop laughing. Even worse is when I tried it on. Eventually, my boyfriend and I broke up, and I just went crazy, but not in a bad way. I didn't become a stalker or try to slip my wrist from depression or anything. I just really felt free, and I felt completely liberated. I was with the same guy for almost 4 years, and after the breakup, I kind of wanted to get to know myself. I wanted to experiment with everything and everyone, and I wanted to know who I was standing on my own. After graduating college, I moved to New York for 2 years, and you're probably wondering what the hell happened in college because I kind of just skipped over that, but nothing really happened. Sure, most people think that when you're in college, you're supposed to go wild, you meet your best friends, you have the greatest life experiences, and you're finally on your own. But really, you just get wasted most of the time, get dicks drawn on your face, and you know, you go to frat parties and gain 20 pounds off cafeteria food and alcohol. I had wanted nothing to do with that, especially because I was at a community college for 3 years. I just kind of wanted to get in and get out. And so I did. I got my degree in journalism, and then I moved to New York for an internship with a popular magazine. I wrote a bunch of nerdy science and tech-based articles, which were actually really fun. I thought it would end up as a full-time gig, but who was I kidding? These days, no one wants to pay a writer. So naturally, another overjoyed college jack jacked my spot, and I went broke, and I couch surfed for 3 months. And during this time, I scored the majority of my greatest life experiences. I would put myself in these ridiculous situations solely for writing material. I read a book called Change Your Mind, 57 Ways to Unlock Your Creative Self. And there was a quote that read, "The mind needs to meander in Rome. Without freedom, it ends up in unusual places, creating new worlds, new ideas, and new inventions." Well, I did just that, but I took it to a whole other level. If I could rewrite the book, I would have titled it Change Your Body, 57 Ways to Unlock Your Inner Slut. I'm totally kidding, by the way. I haven't actually fucked 57 people, just 56. No, for real. My sex count's actually pretty low, and I'm proud of that. But I'll admit, I was a little more promiscuous than I used to be. I had the time of my life. I dated a lot. I got... got high on the highest rooftops in New York. I got blown out and had dance-offs with gay men. I was drunkenly passed out on the subway until the sun came up. I had very fascinating and unexpected exploits throughout the entire time I was there, and you will definitely hear more of these stories later on in the episodes. Anyway, I started to work 3 jobs, and I worked my ass off to support myself, but you can only imagine how, fast that got old. So I decided I need to move forward with my life and head back to California. So here I am, Kate Ryder, and I've got my own radio show, and I could not be happier. So now that I've pretty much, put all the cards on the table and you know exactly who I am, I hope that, you feel a little more comfortable with who I am. And when you're listening, everything makes a little more sense. We are going to go ahead and take a break because I need to have some more drinks. And we will see you when we get back. Again, this is Kate Ryder. You're listening to The Sweet Release here at Skid Row Studios, and we'll see you soon.
Orale, this is for our Britt Reeves, who's in the big slam pit in the sky, Holmes. This is a game we used to play. The name of this game's called Uno, Dos, Ecas, Yo! We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Kate Ryder, and you are listening to The Sweet Release here at Skid Row Studios. Good. That's okay. I'll just keep going. Okay. Hello, this is Kate Ryder. So glad you guys are still listening. At least I hope you are. This is The Sweet Release, and you're listening to Skid Row Studios. Or here at Skid Row Studios. Anyway, as promised, I told you I was going to tell you some personal stories. So one of my favorite stories, actually, I'm going to tell you now, and it's about butt plug going terribly wrong. So it was the first time that this guy I was with, I was dating him for a really long time, and him and I decided to try a butt plug since we were into anal sex and all that. So we went shopping for one, and I don't know if you've ever tried to look for a butt plug, but there are a ton of them, all different sizes. They're kind of scary, actually. So I kind of went and grabbed the smallest one of the six that we saw. And I wish I had it here to show you, but if you ever see a butt plug, they have little flaps on the ends. So it's kind of like, you know, skinny on the top and it gets a little fatter. And then on both sides, there's like little flaps so that it doesn't go all the way up your ass. So we get this red one, we take it up to the counter, and you know, the guy puts the battery in it, vibrates, telling us how to use it. And you know, my boyfriend at the time was just bright red because he never actually went with me to buy any sex toys. We took it home, and a few nights later, we decided to bust it out and start going. So we're sitting there on his bed, and I turn over, and he's like, "All right, are you ready?" I said, "Yes." So he puts it in slowly. And if you've never used a butt plug before, even though they can be really small, they can kind of be really uncomfortable just because they get fatter at the end. So he slowly puts it in and, you know, it feels fine, but I'm kind of trying to get used to it because it's just like chilling in my ass and you're not really used to something just kind of hanging out. So he puts it all the way in and the flaps are right against, you know, my butthole pretty much. So it's very comfortable. And we start going for it. We just start messing around, having some foreplay, and then we get into having sex. I eventually get on my back and he's fucking me, you know, regular with the butt plug still there. And all of a sudden I felt this like pinching feeling almost. Like it was a really uncomfortable pain in my lower back and I had no idea what it was. So I told him to stop and he's looking at me. He's like, "What's going on? Is it not good enough?" I'm like, no, it's great. I need to kind of move the butt plug. I think it's starting to bother me. So I reach around and I try to, you know, grab it and it's gone. Cannot find it anywhere. So I put, you know, a finger in and I'm like trying to reach in. I was like, "Holy shit, where's this?" No pun intended, by the way. Where is this butt plug? Where did it go? I feel the tip of it and it literally got sucked into my anal cavity. So I'm trying to explain it to my boyfriend. And you know, we didn't really understand what was happening. He's like, "Well, just, you know, take it out." I was like, I cannot reach it. Like literally I can't get up there. So he has me turn over and he's like, "Okay, I'm going to try. So just like slowly kind of push out and I'll try to, you know, take it out." So he's sitting there trying and he's basically almost got a full hand in there trying to get it out. And I'm in so much pain and I'm crying and I'm laughing hysterically. And then I like can't breathe because I feel like I'm going to have to go to the hospital. And here I am like, "Dude, I can't go to the hospital. What am I going to do? I'm going to call my mom and be like, 'Hey, I'm sorry, but I sucked up a butt plug in my ass and I'm in the hospital. Can you come get me?'" Like, how do you explain that to your parents? So we're still trying and trying. We can't get it out. At this point, I'm tired. So I just laid there on the bed with this thing still in my ass. It didn't move. We're both laughing, like trying to figure out a new plan. And he tells me just to go onto the toilet and try to push out, see if it comes out. So I'm gonna give it a shot. Instead of going to the toilet, I sat on the bed and I was still like, you know, really shaken up. Like my body was hot. My heart was pounding. And I get over on my hands and knees and I tell him to look away because I thought I was going to shit the bed or something. And I'm sitting there and I start to push and I'm just, you know, trying to push out and I'm using my hands to kind of, you know, try to pull it out from behind, but I still can't really get a grab of it because of all the lube. So it kept slipping around. Finally, I'm pushing and pushing and I get a little part of the flap. And as I start to pull it out, it goes right back in. So here I am, like, I feel like there's no hope at all. Don't know what to do. And I just sat there again and I just told him, "We need to go to the hospital. We need to go to the hospital. There's nothing else we can do." So we took a, you know, another breather, and I decided to try again. And this time, I'm again on my hands and knees, but I'm at the edge of the bed, and he's sitting there next to me telling me to push. I felt like I was giving birth. So here I am pushing and pushing, and I finally get a hold of both flaps, and I pull it out. I cannot tell you how far I threw this butt plug across the room. Until this day, I will never look at it again. It was the most ridiculous experience of my entire life. And I would like to use butt plugs. I really would. I think they're great, but I guess not the small one. Maybe you need a bigger one. I don't know. Anyway, we are going to take another break. When we get back, I have some crazy sex news that I just found out, and it's going to be good.